Marka Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Tonight, the night of Jumu'ah. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. As always, I always remind the listeners and I inform the listeners. And I tell the listeners that that's my beloved, handsome father's name, Ibrahim Yusuf Hatia. And my engineer this evening, of course, as usual, none other than Brother Lokolu. I want to thank my colleague, Brother Al-Amin Templeton, for his marvelous, superb, awesome, beautiful program every Thursdays, inshallah. That's before the discussion. Yes. We make dua on this beautiful evening, all of the listeners out there, whoever is listening, whoever is tuning in, yes, 084-786-3132, that's our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. You can also send a normal SMS message, yes, you can do that, or to the international overseas countries, plus 27-84-786-3132. The 20th of the beautiful month of Sha'ban, 1440, which is also the 25th of April, 2019. How are the listeners doing on this beautiful, mashallah, evening, the night of Jumu'ah? Whoever is tuning in and whoever is listening, you please, you know exactly what to do. Whoever is tuning and whoever is listening to the discussion, yes, send me a message. Send me a message. Come, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. All of you, whoever is tuning and listening to the discussion, 084-786-3132. Yes, we're going to be crossing over live to Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim Damat Barakat, to whom on this beautiful Thursday evening. I begin with a very beautiful dua. A beautiful dua. A very short and profound dua taught to us by our beloved Nabi Kareem Rahimun Habibun Muhammad Mustafa Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Radina billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi Muhammadin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rasulan wa nabiyya. I begin with this beautiful dua. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا الله أكبر. Oh my Allah, we are pleased with you, oh my Allah, as our Rabb, as our Creator, as our Sustainer, as our Malik, as our Hanan, and oh Allah, Islam as our deen, Islam as our religion, and oh my Allah, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a messenger, wa rasula wa nabiya, and as a nabi. My beloved, beautiful listeners out there, each and every one who's listening to the discussion, before I take on my beloved Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, and then inshallah about 8:30, we will be crossing over live all the way in Australia. Brother Wa'il Ibrahim, who is staying in Perth, living in Perth, inshallah. Brother Wa'il Ibrahim, that will be at about 8:30 for our panel discussion tonight. And we're going to be touching, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. You know, how can you and I restart, you know, our hearts and remain consistent upon the straight path? That's our topic this evening, inshallah. To restart your heart. You know, with the month of Ramadan is just around the corner, Sha'ban is just coming to an end. Come, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. I see all the listeners are tuning in, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, three times from wherever you are listening to the program from. everybody, inshallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three times. I've got Mozambique. I've got UK, who's listening to us right now at the moment. I've got our beloved brother, Hafiz Ahmed Mujahid, all the way from Boysons. He's tuning and listening to the program. He says, pass salams to our beloved Ustad Hazrat Mulana Salim Karim. Let us go to him. It's a beautiful evening, the night of Jumu'ah, and I know my Ustad is in Ladysmith at this moment. Tomorrow, he will be addressing the Musallis in Ladysmith as well. He's Jumu'ah Bayan. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us afiyat.
Ameen.
Grant us the shafa'at of Nabi Kareem
sallallahu
alayhi salatu wa salam. Let us bring humility, simplicity, humbleness in our lives. And let's sit and reflect on our gunas from the day we became baligh, thinking and worrying, what is going to be my situation in the akhirat, when each one of us will be saying, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. But today I'm concerned only about my own welfare and what is going to be my situation.
Hmm.
Allah has given you and me an opportunity, insha'Allahul Aziz, to address this issue at hand. And the quicker we realize that our akhirat, our maut is at our doorstep, as Ramadan is at our doorstep, likewise, maut and death. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. Death is going to come, whether you like it or you don't like it. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Each one of us are going to taste death.
حق.
It's bitter. The taste of death is so bitter. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي عَلَى سَكْرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Allah protect me. Allah protects the ummah from sakarat, the pangs of maut, the pain, the agony of death. Huzur sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam cried to Allah. He was rahmatul lil alameen. He was khatamun nabiyeen. Every moment of Rasulullah's life was concerning us. We the ummah, ki Allah must make it easy. So, respected listeners, let's take life serious now.
Mm.
Whether Allah is going to give me and you a new day in our life, we're not sure about that. That decision was made on the night of 15th of Shaban. فِيهَا يُفُرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. So whether our names are in the list of those who are going to continue our life, or our names are in the list of those who are going to leave this world.
Hmm.
So it's left up to you and me. But Allah is so Rahim and Kareem that He's giving us grace. Banda, all I'm looking for an excuse to make you maaf. I don't need much from you. Just remember me. Just fear me. Place your trust in me. And I will do the rest. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Just conscientize yourself. Focus. Think within yourself. Allah, you are with me. Allahu ma'i. Allah is with me. Allahu naziri. Allah is watching me. Allahu shahidi. Allah is my witness.
Mm.
Where do we have time to make guna? So the dua of a shayir, Ya ilahi, tu hame amile Quran kar de. Ya ilahi, tu hame amile Quran kar de. Phir naye sare se musalman ko musalman kar de. Oh Allah, we're making a humble appeal to you to make us understand the Quran, O Allah. Make us practice on the Quran. And O Allah, we have lost our identity as Muslims. O Allah, you gave us such a beautiful title, Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu. O you who believe. But we got lost in the wealth of this dunya, in the fikr of this dunya. O Allah, we lost track. We disconnected, Bari Ta'ala. So, our request to you, Pir Naye Sare Se, O Allah, renew us as Muslims and make us strong and perfect Muslims. O Payambar, Jise Sartaj Rusul Kehte Hai, that Nabi of Allah, that Habib of yours, Muhammadur Rasulullah, who has the crown of Nabuwat, Uski ummat ko zare tabe farma de. O Allah, make his ummat obedient. O Allah, let them submit to you. Rabbul Alameen, this is our request. Wake up. It's not too late. As another shayad said, Zalim, abhi hai fursat tawba de nakar. O Zalim, abhi hai fursat, Allah is still giving you a chance. Toba kar, repent, dare na kar, don't procrastinate. Ji, wo bhi gira nahi, jo gira phir sambal gaya. You haven't lost out completely. Even if you trip and fall, you get up and you stabilize yourself. You made gunas, you were disobedient to Allah, you broke Rasulullah's heart. But you have fallen, you have picked yourself up. Depending on Allah's mercy and having ummeed on Allah's mercy, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. That my Malik and my Rabb will forgive me. So zalim abhi hai fursat. Hey insan, you're a zalim oppressor. You still have a chance. Allah is giving you. Dher na kar, tawba kar. Don't delay and procrastinate. Make tawba. O bhi gira nahi. You cannot count yourself as hopeless. And you lost everything. Jo gira phir sambal gaya. You fell and you picked yourself up. So martaba bhi agar tawba. Tor chuka hai. Even 100 times you broke your tawbah. You made guna, you ask Allah for forgiveness. Allahumma qbilli zambi. Allah, meri gunaho ko maaf kar di. You make the same guna next morning. Again you say, Allahumma qbilli. Oh my Allah, forgive me. In the afternoon you make the same guna again. Allahumma qbilli. Oh Allah, forgive me. So martaba bhi agar toba tor chuka hai. Even if you have broken your promise with Allah, the toba that you need, the repentance you made, you broke it. Parwa na kar, don't worry. Aaja hum tujhe bakhsh denge, come to me and I'll forgive you. How much more merciful can Allah be? So if you and I are not going to make an effort, respected listener, then we have nobody else to blame. Because Allah Rabbul Alameen is so Rahim and Kareem. Mere Rabb ki muhabbat ka andaza bhi nirala hai. Shair said, you know, Allah's way of loving us is absolutely awesome and unique. Mere Rabb ki muhabbat, my Allah's love, ka andaz bhi nirala hai. It's absolutely awesome. How and which way? Sab kuch dekar kehte hain, Allah has given us everything. Wama khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of my bounties? So my Allah's love is so unique.
Subhanallah.
It's not kuch dekar. Allah has given us to the T, and still Allah says, every night Allah will descend and ask, is there anyone who seeks forgiveness? I'll forgive him. Is there anyone who will seek rizq and sustenance? I'll give it to him. Is there anyone who is in difficulty? I'll make it easy for him. Is there anyone who is in debt? I will make it easy for him. Ask Allah. Allah's muhabbat is so unique. Ke sab kuch dekar. After giving you and me everything, Rabbul Alameen says, koi mangne wala hai. Is there anyone who seeks? Is there anyone who needs anything? Ask me. But insan is full of pride and arrogance. He's not prepared to ask Allah. So let's make dua, Mawlana. Life is short. And Allah has given you and me the opportunity. And wherein lies success? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. In another verse, Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Bodies are cleansed by water. Bodies are cleansed by water. Let's purify this heart, Maulana. Allah. This heart is sick. We all have got heart problems, really. Spiritually, all of us are sick. Whether you're a triathlete, you can be a bodybuilder, whatever it is. But spiritually, we are sick. So how do we strengthen this heart? How do we cleanse this heart? How do we detoxify this heart? How do we do a bypass of this heart? How do we flush the arteries of this heart? At Hadrat, there was a great Qari. Qari Fateh Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullahi. He was from Punjab. Real Ashik of the Quran. He would sit in front of the Rauza-e Mubarak and read Quran. What a great wali. So when I finished my hibs, Mawlana, my ustad sent us for Umrah. And he said to me, go to my ustad and you must finish your Quran there, the Rauza-e Mubarak. So alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity to read in front of him at the Rauza-e Mubarak in Madinatul Munawwara. But he used to make one dua, ke, ay Allah, as I'm saying, this, the heart is rusted, we have blockages, we have all types. They put you on that machine, they put you on the treadmill, Mawlana, they want you to listen to the echo of the heart. See, what echo of the heart? You want that heartbeat to say, Allah, 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 Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
Logo ko Allah ka naam batao. This is what's going to happen in the month of Ramadan, Mawlana. We're going to conscientize our listeners. Okay, become Allah conscious.
Beshak.
Wallahi al-Azim, our life will become a bliss. Just be conscious of Allah 24 hours. Okay, whatever I do, let me do it correctly, that my Allah is watching me. There is no better sukoon and itminan in our lives. So, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. He has succeeded who purifies his soul. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And he has failed who corrupts the soul. So now, it's either we purify our souls, or we corrupt the soul. But what will happen on the day of Qiyamah? Not your wealth, not your children. None of them will come to your assistance. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَعْلُونَ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Your wealth and your children are going to be of no help. What will help you? That you come to Allah with a pure heart, with a pure soul. So respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Mawlana, you know, what blackens the heart, Mawlana? We're talking, let's get onto this topic. What blackens the heart? The famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, that when a mu'min makes a guna, a black dot forms on his heart. Every time you and I are making a guna, a black dot. And finally, this whole heart is engulfed with darkness and blackness. The nur and marifat of Allah is no more reflecting. It's like a blocked sif. Take a sif, Murana. You want all the finer particles, mashallah, to go through. So the nur of Allah is blocked. Is a blockage because of our guna and sin. Yes, when you make tawbah, Allah removes those black thoughts. Allah Ta'ala cleanses the heart. For everything there's a remover, paint remover, ink remover, everything. What is the remover of the rust of the heart? Zikrullah. So now come back. What blackens the heart? Some of the sisters asked some questions, Mulana. My heart is gone dead. So we need to take stock and cognizance. What wrong am I doing? What is it that I'm doing wrong? That I can't feel contentment of the heart. I can't feel sukoon. I don't feel connected to my Allah. There's something wrong that I'm doing. MashaAllah, Marana, on the new cars today, you have a computer. A computer box. Immediately it will tell you your oil level is this, or you're driving too fast, or you need to do this. Straight away the fault comes onto your computer. You know exactly what to do. So why can't we do that with our heart, Mulana? But let's get now to the point. What blackens the heart? This is the question. Number one is that we are not afraid in making guna. When we commit guna and somebody tells us, we tell them, who the hell are you? Mind your business. It's my life. Okay. Can you imagine how daring you become? It's a sign that there's something wrong with your heart. You have a major heart defect. When insan starts thinking like this, what can you do? If I'm committing this guna and sin, who the hell are you to talk to me and tell me what to do? It's my life, it's my body, it's my money, let me enjoy. This is one of the reasons when you speak this language, it darkens the heart.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
See? Number two is that you got no shauq to do good deeds. Namaz time comes, I will ignore the azan. The Quran will be right in front of me, I won't open the Quran. The tasbih will be right in front of me. The alim is giving a talk right next to my house, I won't go there. You lose interest of good deeds. It shows you have a major, major heart problem, spiritual problem. And number three, not prepared to listen to anybody. If somebody gives you advice, you have 10 to say to that person. You want to argue the point. You want to prove that you are wrong. I'm right. These are three signs. Number one, you have no fear when you start committing guna and you do it openly and you are absolutely daring. Number two, no interest whatsoever in doing anything that is good. Just lead your life. And number three, you're not prepared to listen. When somebody reasons with you, somebody is trying to do good for you, somebody is trying to advise you, and you shut the person up. I wanted to hear nothing from you. Okay, let's see now, mashallah, what's the nur of the heart? When you see this heart, and you do these amal, subhanallah, see, then you see the nur of Allah reflecting.
Subhanallah. Ustad, I see we mashallah, it's 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. We do have our guest all the way from Australia, living in Perth in Australia, and that is Sheikh Brother Wa'il Ibrahim, who is with us this evening, Ustad. And of course, Before we cross over live to Brother Wa'il Ibrahim all the way from Australia, just to all the listeners out there, I see our beloved Honorable Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim started very, very beautifully touching about the heart. And I see every listener, they all are sending messages, listening attentively to the program. So we begin with a very beautiful hadith that comes to my mind. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amir, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he reports and he says that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that, I don't know if Ustad remembers the hadith, he says that all the hearts of the offspring of the children of Adam are between the two fingers of Ar-Rahman. All the hearts of the offspring of the children of Adam are between the two fingers of Ar-Rahman. He turns it in any direction as he wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns it in any direction as he wills. This is in Sahih Muslim. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, listeners? Ya muthabbit al-qulub, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O turner of the hearts, O turner of the hearts, keep my heart firm on your path. We go to Brother Wa'il, Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim, all the way from Australia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and everyone who's listening. Jazakumullah khairan for having me.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Likewise, wa anta kadhalik. And of course, let's welcome Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim as well from Ladysmith. Just to all the listeners, I see there's another listener from Alberton who just tuned in and listening and asking what's our topic this evening. Our topic this evening is, how can we restart our hearts and remain consistent upon the straight path? To restart your heart. Let's go to our beloved Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And ahlan wa sahlan to Brother Wa'il Ibrahim from Australia and the listeners of Australia. Really, it's indeed. And this is the spirit of brotherhood, the one thread that unites us and keeps us together. It's the thread of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. It's as if I know you and you know us for such a long period of time, just by pronouncing, believing sincerely in the oneness of Allah, in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yes, you are on the other side of the world. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala grants you afiyat and good health, and we love to hear you tonight. And inshallah, Murana, I would love you to be in the leading role tonight, inshallah. I'll take a step back, inshallah, and let's hear from you and your gems and inshallah your experience and the advice and nasiha that you could give to us as Muslims in South Africa and throughout the world. May Allah Ta'ala increase you in your knowledge,
my dear,
and
my
grant you
afiyat.
Ameen, ameen.
Thank you so much for the warm welcome, and looking forward to see you guys in person, inshallah, to enjoy some of the barbecue in South Africa. I hear a lot about the barbecue, but I haven't got a taste yet.
Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah.
Allah bless you.
Yes, yes. No. Now we're going to start with Brother Wa'il Ibrahim, and then inshallah I'm going to go to my beloved Ustad, Honorable Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim. And we're going to start with Brother Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim. And a question I want to ask is that the heart, our heart that we have, this heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, does the heart ever die? That's a question. Listeners out there, does our heart ever die? You know, what causes death to the heart? Because sometimes you feel dead. You feel that, you know what, I'm just not in a mood. I just can't go forward. So let's ask Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim, does the heart die? Does it die? And what causes death to the heart? Gee, Brother Wa'il Ibrahim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Awaleen wa al-Akhirin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa al-Tabi'een. Jazakallah khairan, brother. The question, if you wanted like a short answer, does the heart die? The quick and fast answer would be yes. According to various narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one comes to mind is, for example, the unnecessary jokes, the unnecessary laughter, the unnecessary conversations, the conversations that has no mention of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or no recitation of the Quran, all these activities actually deaden the heart, according to one of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the short answer, yes. And the hadith also that comes to mind to just highlight the importance of this organ, our body, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Excuse me. The Prophet ﷺ said that indeed there is an organ in our human bodies that if it is sound and pure, everything else follow. The entire human bodies, the entire human organs follow. Meaning, if it is sound and pure, you will be directed to do that which is right, pure, acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if it is corrupted, if it is infected, if it is dead, then everything else will follow, meaning everything else will go in contradictions with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded. So, yes, and what causes the heart to die? There are many things, brother. I think, you know, Ramadan is coming. Perhaps you could arrange, like, episodes, you know, on how to discuss this issue, because as we have mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it the center. The most important organ our human body. Actually, there are two organs that are very, very closely related. The heart and the tongue. Yani, the tongue also is very important. We should not neglect it when we talk about the heart. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every single morning, can you imagine this, my brother? Every single morning, the entire limbs, the entire human organs, they make a speech, they make a plea addressing the heart, saying that, you know, if you are straight, we will be straight, and if you are crooked, we will be crooked. That's subhanAllah, that's the tongue, addressing the tongue, telling it that if you are straight and doing that which is right, we will follow. So we have to understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directed us to the importance of guarding our tongue and also purifying our heart constantly. And if we don't do this, we will cause the death of the heart. We will infect that pure organ. And one of the things that comes to mind, brother, regarding what causes death to the heart is lacking seriousness about our deen. You just try to advise any of the brothers or any of the sisters about anything, subhanAllah al-Azim, even to something simple as just placing your shoes, you know, in the right rack when you enter the masjid instead of just leaving it in the floor. It is as simple as that. And look at the response. If the brother responded with an intention that, you know, the brother is advising him for his own goodness, for his, for the image of the of Islam as a whole, then the person would not find any burden to actually follow the instruction. But subhanAllah al-Azim, nowadays, when you give an advice, the person will tell you, where are you from? To label you, to corner you, to put you into a place that maybe, you know, he's not belong to the ummah, he's not, you know, on my madhab or this and that. And that shows the infections of the heart, walayadu billah. So lacking seriousness. Look at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda. The day he embraced Islam, the day he took the shahada, he was able to convince 6 people out of 10 who were promised Jannah by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I say that if Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda was able and successful to convince such great people to embrace Islam, then you must have spoken to 50 or 60, right? SubhanAllah al-Azim. So the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is not taken seriously, then the heart will start feeling weak. The heart might, you know, spiritually die.
Allahu Akbar. 13 minutes to 9 o'clock. Very, very, very well said there by our beloved guest, our beloved brother in Islam, Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim. I see there's a listener here, mashallah, also from Australia, who's tuning and listening all the way from Sydney. Somebody is asking, Molana, is this Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim who just launched the book, Better Me? Is that correct, Sheikh Wa'il?
Yes, Jazakallah khair. Yes, my latest publication, it's a collection of quotes from my speeches as well as inspirations from my own teachers. just been launched a couple of weeks ago. It's called Better Me, 365 Ways to Transform Your Everyday Life.
I've got a question here to both of the panelists, Maulana Salim Karim. I know he's listening. There is a Sister Sophia. Maulana, are you listening, Ustad? Sister Sophia wants to know, since this is our topic about the heart, she says, Allah took both my parents in a car accident, Maulana Salim. I was only 13 years old, and now I'm 21 years old. And I question my heart. Why can't you move on? How can Allah test my heart at the age of 13 years old? And since then, I'm not the same. I can't move on. I can't study. I'm just not the same. My heart is totally, totally dead. I don't have, to live a life anymore. This is Sister Sophia. Ustad, I'll ask Ustad, inshallah, to give the answer thereafter, inshallah. We'll go to Brother Wa'il. Ji, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qala Allah ta'ala, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا Sister Sophia, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the understanding. We have to understand and have strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Allah is the best planner. Wallahu khayrul makirin. And Allah will not put you or His servants into undue stress and difficulty. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. Death is certain, as I said in the beginning, that وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا. Forget about more, what is going to happen to you the next moment. None of us are aware of it. وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. In another verse, Allah Ta'ala says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُّمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. So irrespective, wherever death comes to us, actually death is a rahmah from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's not a punishment. It's not an azab. It's a reality. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that we have created hayat and death. Life and death, liyabluwakum. Allah wants to test us. And see, in every test, there's always a reward from Allah. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. As a dua. Or Allahumma ajirni fi musibati. Rasulullah taught us this dua. That whenever you are tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read this dua. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati. Okay, Allah, reward me in my test and trial. وَخْلُفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا. And oh Allah, whatever you have taken, and oh Allah, give me a better replacement. So the passing away of our parents is a rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, as a child, you were 13 years old, you were connected to your parents, you were the apple of their eye. And for whatever reason, Allah took them away in that accident. They have passed away as shuhada. Now, the question here is, for you now as a child, to show your commitment to your parents, what did Allah ask you and me to do is to make Isa alayhi salam. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. You raise your hands every day. That, oh Allah, I didn't get the opportunity to make khidmat of my parents. رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ spiritually. As long as I'm alive, oh Allah, whatever ibadat I'm going to make, oh Allah, I'm devoting it. Oh Allah, I'm granting it to my parents. So Rabbi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam said, when a person passes away, what is your duty and my duty? Four beautiful things, Rasulullah, from the ahadiths of Rasulullah is understood. Number one is do the tajheez and takfeez, the burial proceeding as quick as possible. Number two, pay out the debt of the deceased person. Number three is carry out the wasiyat. Whatever advice, the moments you could treasure what your parents had said to you as a girl and what they expect of you, the values your parents instilled in you, the akhlaq, the love and care that they gave to you. See, alhamdulillah, carry out the wasiyat. And fourthly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep family ties, whoever were the brothers and sisters of your parents, keep love and muhabbat and sila rahmi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. It's not that Allah is displeased. Mort and death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their passing away actually is a rahmah for you. Now it's your turn, insha'Allah, to do what is best for them. So on the day of Qiyamah, when they will see heaps of sawab, tons of sawab credited to them, and they will ask Allah, Rabbul Alameen, in the dunya, we were not so pious. We did not do so much of good deeds. Rabbul Alameen, where does all this reward come from today? And Allah will say that you left behind pious children who made dua for you, who read Quran for you. Waladun salihun yadula. You left behind pious children who could make dua for you, and that's the reward that you see today. So you can take comfort and console yourself from these beautiful hadiths of Rasulullah, and by making isali sawab on a daily basis for your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you, reward you in this world, and reward you, and Allah Ta'ala will grant you companionship of your parents in the akhirah.
Ameen. Ustaz, what I'm going to do, inshallah, is I'm going to cut you off for a minute because your line is quite bad. The listeners can't hear you. I think it's the cell phone. So what I want to ask my engineer to is maybe just to give you a call on your landline number or maybe back on your cell phone because the listeners can't hear you at all. There's a very, very bad feedback that I'm getting as well. So I'm going to take you off just for a minute and then inshallah we're going to try and get hold you back, Ustaz.
Okay. No problem.
I mean, jazakumullahu khairan. Very, very well said there by Honorable Ustad. I don't know if we do have Brother Wa'il. Is Brother Wa'il Wataza, Brother Lokolo? Is Wa'il? Sheikh Wa'il, are you there? Okay.
Can you hear me, inshallah? Can the audience hear me?
Yes. Loud and clear. You can hear you loud and clear. I think there was
right,
a problem.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, there was a problem with Mawlana Salim.
Khairan.
Your input, inshallah.
I just wanted to... A few things, if you don't mind, brother, to the sister who asked this question or had that concern. Number one, I hope she's listening, and I hope that, inshallah ta'ala, by the end of this conversation, she will be feeling better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, my dear sister, for the courage. Not everyone would come on a public platform and actually talk about personal issues that they're going through. So I really salute you for your courage and for being a role model for your age group. May Allah bless you and reward you for that. Secondly, we feel you, my dear sister. I've lost my father as well. And many of the listeners have lost some of their loved ones. So we all feel the same pain. From time to time, the memories would rush and cause us a little bit of pain. And as Sheikh Salim mentioned about the test and the trials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made it actually part of this life. Like we can't be Muslims, we can't be believers, we can't be human beings without having that taste of pain. And this is part of the package of being a believer in particular. So, but I wanted to address something else, inshallah, my dear sister. And that is if the pain had remained for all these years in a consistent way, meaning like every day, every year, you feel the same thing, then I would advise you to see someone who is more expert in terms of treating these grieving moments. So not always, you know, imams and mashayikh and spiritual advice would work. We have to seek also sometimes experts of different fields and different spheres. So that would be my advice to you, inshallah. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask people of knowledge if you don't know. Yes, the ayah was revealed in regards to the knowledge of the deen, the knowledge of Islam. But most of the scholars have also reflected over this ayah, and they said that any other field of knowledge the ayah can be applicable to it as well. So I think you need a conversation one-on-one, few sessions with maybe psychologists, maybe a coach, a life coach. And by the way, there is nothing wrong with seeing someone who's a psychologist. There is nothing wrong at all. Doesn't mean that we have lost our mind. I had a surgery and I lost a lot of weight in the past 2 years. And subhanAllah, it affected me psychologically, meaning like I was not feeling as I should, or I was not functioning as I was before. So I started seeing psychologists just to treat certain aspects of my life in a different way. And alhamdulillah, it worked very well, and I made that balance, and things, you know, went back into place. So that would be my advice to you, my dear sister. Being a life coach myself, I ask you to get my details from the brother, mm-hmm. and please get in touch. We can arrange a few sessions, inshallah. I can also recommend other coaches, female coaches in the field, who could also see you and talk to you one-on-one, inshallah, until you feel much better, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So what we're going to do now, inshallah, jazakumullahu khair for that, my beloved brother, Wa'il Ibrahim from Australia, all the way from Australia in Perth. The sister is Sister Safiya. She's from Cape Town. She's from Cape Town, yes, definitely, inshallah. My two panelists will give the details, inshallah, out maybe at the end of the program. Well, it's exactly 9 o'clock. I do have about 4 to 5, 6 questions from different listeners. I've got one from Alberton. I've got one from Johannesburg. I've got one from Durban as well. So as we go along, inshallah, my beloved, beautiful listeners, just be with me and just be patient, because I know the panelists, they have a lot to give this evening. They have a lot to share as well. And both of the panelists, Mawlana Salim Karima Ustad, and of course, Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim. So I'm going to go for the Isha Azan. And when we come back, inshallah, we will continue, inshallah, with the various questions. So just be patient and just be with us, inshallah. I've got a very sad question as well that just came in now. So we're going to go first for the Isha Azan, and thereafter immediately to both our panelists. So listeners of Markaz Sahaba out there, don't go away. Stay tuned.